Internet giant Google is known for its workplace perks. Google employees, called Googlers, have been able to take advantage of on-site massages, a concierge service, and three gourmet meals a day. But in these belt-tightening times, the company is slicing through the food budget. Now there are shorter hours for the company's cafeterias, and no more afternoon tea on Tuesday. Joining us to talk about Google's cutbacks is Farhad Manju, technology columnist for Slate magazine, and he joins us from San Francisco. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Do you know if Google is cutting back on food in other ways as well?
They're sort of generally cutting back the hours that free food is available, and they're trying to change the sort of nutrition mix and reduce the kind of snacks they offer. It's small ways. I don't think that if you work at Google, you probably won't be completely bummed about it, but it's probably some small annoyance. You can't go to breakfast and lunch and dinner as early as you could anymore, and you can't bring as many guests, and probably can't eat as much as you could before.
Google is a company that's envied for its perks, I think, across the country. How is it that the company has so many perks to begin with, and is this the first time it's cutting back?
They've done some cutbacks before. There was a sort of a big stink earlier in the year when they changed their daycare policies for their employees, and they made it more expensive and reduced sort of the number of slots available. But you're right, they have been known for their perks, and that was kind of, you know, one of the key ways they got a lot of press in the early days. I mean, I think there are kind of public relations reasons to have all those perks, but they're also, you know, they like to have happy workers. And the other thing that the perks do is they allow people to stay at work longer. If you get to do your laundry at work, you don't need to go home to do your laundry, and then you stay working while Google does your laundry for you.
Is the company anticipating trouble?
I think that what they're doing is anticipating a slowdown in the internet advertising market, which is where Google makes almost all of its money. But they announced their third quarter results last month, and they did very well. They'd beat expectations, and I think that cost cutting was part of it, but I think that they may just sort of be changing their employees' expectations just in anticipation of some leaner times ahead.
So aside from trying to make it to the cafeteria before it closes, it sounds like Googlers don't have a lot to worry about.
They do have to worry about their stock options. I mean, Google's stock price has fallen, like all other companies' stock price has fallen. It was a high of $700 at one point, and now it's in the $300 to $400 range. So if people were banking on stock option millions, they probably have to wait a little longer before they can get those millions.
Farhad Manju is a technology columnist for Slate magazine. He joined us from San Francisco. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.